Hey, what's going on? Do
you apologize for knocking you down?
No, he didn't. He got me though. It's that belly just overcame everything. That's all right though.
Can you describe that play? Just getting around and what you saw.
That play was a called play between myself and Willie, and Willie just came in and pretty much wiped out the whole side. And I played off of him and bent the corner and saw Jay holding the ball, thanks to our secondary. And I just made a play on the ball and made sure I wanted to get it out. And then Nick, I'm laying on the ground. I just see Nick scoop and score. And that's kind of the end of it.
Cutler had been sacked just three times before today. You guys got him three times. Why do you think you were able to get to him?
We had a great plan. Coaches always put a great plan together. We knew what they were going to do for the most part, and they pretty much stayed true to it, and we just executed. That was the biggest thing, and at the something that we pride ourselves as a defense is that when we have one-on-one chances and we put ourselves in positions to make plays, we need to make sure we do that.
Do you feel like the type of pressure you got on and the push you guys got, is that something you guys feel more and more you can do almost every game against whatever offense?
That's something that we strive to do every single play and every single game that we face. And no matter who we're facing, whether it's a read option team or a team that likes to drop back or even get rid of the ball, we have guys on all levels of the defense that can allow us to get there. And really, it's a lot of credit to our secondary and those guys taking care of business and making them hold the ball. And then we got that extra time and made sure we got back there.
Do you feel like for all the scrutiny you get for everything, do you feel like focus should now be on your play and how well you played so far?
I hope so. But, I mean, to be honest with you, this is just a great feeling that we're winning and we're finally getting that job done. And I'm not so much worried about whether people see me dirty or they see me as a great player. As long as we're winning, and I'm satisfied with that, and that's most important. Granted, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I would love for it to be focused on my play, but I understand people have their agendas and people have things that they want to focus on, and I can't really concern myself with that.
Do you feel like you're playing the best football of your career?
To be honest with you, I go into every single year making and wanting that year to be better than the last one. And whether it was a horrible year or an average year, I find my year, that the last year that I have my best year, and want to outdo that. And from a statistical standpoint, obviously my rookie year was my best year, so that from a statistical standpoint, I want to do that. But honestly, I think my rookie year was my worst year of football because I really didn't understand the game and I was really just going out there and playing hard and trying to execute. And now I'm a little more seasoned. I can understand and pick up things a little faster. But, I mean, it's so early in the season. It's only the fourth game. I can't give you a solid answer for that or say yes or no.
Do you look at these games as steps? And if so, was today a giant step, a baby step in the success of this game or maybe even your development?
Without question, every single game is a step, and it's whether or not you take a step forward or you take a step backwards. And the biggest thing is you're always going to take a step forward with a win, but we made some mistakes, and on the defensive side of the ball, we gave away too many points. 32 is not what we want to accomplish, and so there's things that we got to learn from it. But we did take a step forward. We took a step back in some areas, and we got to learn from that. And luckily, we came out on the winning side, and we can learn from it on a positive note.
A couple more, guys.
How close is everybody to putting it all together and really, you know, coming into a room like this saying, hey, everything went perfect? I mean, do you get a sense of, like, we're only this close or how far away? What do you think?
I haven't actually taken that time to really look at that, but the biggest thing for me is that I think we have all the tools in on our defense. I can only really speak for our defense because I don't pay attention that much to the offense, even though I pay attention to them. But from the defense standpoint, I think we have every single guy that we need on that defensive side of the ball to get the job done. It's just a matter of continue to do it day in and day out, as well as week out and week in, and to me, it's exciting to have that, and I felt in years past we didn't always have every single position that was tuned up to the position could take care of themselves, and I think that we have that this year.
How much was last question, guys?
For that storyline, motivation for today, drafting him for you and all that.
Like I told you before earlier this week, that's not necessarily my concern. It's their draft, their situation, and really the great thing about playing on the defense side of the ball, I don't have to block him. He has to block me. So I'm trying to go tackle the quarterback and tackle the running back, and that's my job. I'm not trying to block Mr. Long or anybody on the offensive line. So, I mean, you can look at it as a positive. You can look at it as – I personally look at it as a negative, but it is what it is.
How significant?
Say that again?
What were your thoughts on his performance?
didn't have any thoughts. Really just I wanted to affect the quarterback and affect the running back and not allow them to be successful. They were successful to a certain extent, but I think we did a good enough job to obviously win the game. And I mean, I'm actually not that happy because we gave up 32 points.
Your coach said he thought there should have been 100 holding calls out there because of how much they were hanging on to you guys. Did you feel that way? Did you feel like they were hanging on a little bit?
Honestly, every single play in this game, there's some sort of holding, and the great players learn how to play through it. And I think as a defense, and especially as a defensive line, we've gradually learned to play through that and understand that we're not going to necessarily get calls, and sometimes we will get calls. And I've gotten calls, and I appreciate them without question. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and harp at a ref and say, it's a holding call, it's a holding call. I'm just going to keep playing. That's all I got to do.
Is